Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Lauren Voigt, who is a retailer in Naperville, Illinois. The store's name is Great Western Flooring. Lauren, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
You are a floorscapes dealer. You're on the advisory council with Mohawk. And why don't you just tell our listeners for background a little bit about Great Western Flooring?
Great Western Flooring is a family-owned and operated flooring retailer located in the Chicago Western suburbs. We have three design center locations in Naperville, St. Charles, and Oswego, and one warehouse administrative office. We specialize in flooring products ranging anywhere from tile, hardwood, carpet, hardwood refinishing. We do also some countertops, blinds, epoxy flooring, but we specialize in tile. That's really our passion. I'm second generation. My father started the company, you know, the year I was born, so this company is my sister. Another one.
Yeah. Okay. Are you an only child?
Oh, no. I'm the oldest of four in my blood siblings, and I have three step-siblings, and I'm the oldest of those two.
Did the whole family stay in the business, or are you the only one that's still in the business?
I am in the business, and my sister, Dana, she's also in the business. She's our marketing director, and we all do sales, so everyone in our company does sales.
All right, three locations. Most of your sales are done at retail. Do you also do in-home sales?
We are just launching our in-home sales division this month. We just bought our vehicles, and we're really excited to get that up and running. I think it's going to be a great way for us to grow into 2013 and something that we're really positioned well to do because we're so differentiated in our in-home experience. You know, we're not hard pressure sales, and I think that's really important for today's consumer. They need to feel comfortable. They need to feel like they're having a designer come into their home, and they need to be able to talk to their husband or their wife if they need to. They, you know, no one should be forced to sign a contract on the spot, and I think that's the approach we're going to take, and hopefully that approach takes us into some profitable years ahead.
Well, good luck with that. And most people know that that's in Empire's backyard, so that should be a nice little challenge for you.
Yeah, it will be. I tell people, I'm like, we are in the most high-density competition area in flooring in the country. And they're like, yeah, no, our area is just as hard. I'm like, no, you don't understand. It's a different approach, and it's not for everybody. We're just not going to be down and dirty. We're not next day. We're, you know, we want to make sure you get the right product. You know, you feel really good about your decision. It makes your room look great, and, you know, you can take your time to make that decision.
Okay, so one of the reasons that I approached you about this interview is I've been told by a few of the alumni on the advisory council that your business is doing very well. Tell us a little bit about business conditions now.
We're in the Midwest, so, you know, we had a dip from the recession, not as much as other parts of the country, but we certainly, we lost 70% of our revenue from 2006 to 2009, 2010, and there's only 2% of companies that happens to that pull through it. So we really consider ourselves a case study, and what we're trying to do is get back up to that same starting point. So we're up, and this is changing. It's changed a lot this year, but we were up, you know, about 20% year to date in October. You know, November numbers obviously still have to come through, and we feel very, very fortunate. We have people that have worked that hard in our company to get us through that recession and that are excited to help us grow again.
All right, so again, we're in Orlando at the Floorscapes meeting, and you've been a Floorscapes dealer since the mid-2000s, right?
That's correct, yeah, 2006.
So you've walked the show here, you've seen the products, you heard Jeff Lorberbaum talk this morning about the fact that we're on our horizon that looks very good for the next 3 years. Do you agree with that?
I don't have a crystal ball. I think it looks better, and I think that because we all think it looks better, then it can look better. So they say attitude is everything, and I know there's a fiscal cliff, and I know we have challenges in our individual marketplaces, but I'm excited about having fun in our businesses again and not struggling. I think that steady is the new growth. You know, if we can just stay where we are and grow at a steady rate and improve our businesses along the way, I'm really comfortable with that. And I think it's maybe even better than the explosion of growth we had in the early 2000s.
So you're cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, we are very cautiously optimistic. We're making investments in our business. I think that's a smart thing to do. But we are also not going bananas.
We've been at the show here. You've seen what's been introduced both from a product standpoint and a service standpoint. What are you excited about that you've seen here at the show?
I'm really excited about the new pattern pieces in the silk and embrace lines. That is such a soft carpet, and the fashion component is really showing through now that they've been able to master the technology. So I'm very excited about that. As far as the hard surfaces go, the tiles that they've released are wonderful. A lot of good size options that I think make them really easy for us to use them in tons of different applications. The hardwood is beautiful. The new Armor Max with the water-based finishes are outstanding looking. That satin finish, it's just smooth and it really looks high-end. So Mohawk has pulled off an awesome product there. And when you see on the demo floor how they have Armor Max compared to a competitor's product, a competitor that we all would think had an awesome finish, it is outstanding to see the result of how they wear next to each other. So I'm excited about that. The other really neat thing that was introduced at this show is the stain-free, wear-free, worry-free concept of selling. It's really important to me because of how we sell, and carpet can be confusing. And you don't want to tell a customer that the carpet they want isn't good. You just want to explain why it's different than another carpet. So this is a really awesome platform for not only the retail sales associates to understand how to sell to their customers, but for how the customer understands what they're purchasing. That's an awesome, awesome thing.
Actually, it does a good job of teaching your RSAs, your retail sales associates, how to position each fiber type, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's a tool we have been missing since we started selling carpet.
You know, I generally can catalog a retailer in two buckets. They're either, they sell by design. So in other words, they realize that they're trying to help their customer make their home prettier, or they are installation experts. Which bucket would you fit in?
We are design all the way. Absolutely, and that's our passion. We just love beautiful homes. We love working with our customers. We love seeing the befores and afters. We have the technical knowledge to back that up, but our salespeople are not ex-installers. We're all designers.
Very interesting. Now, you know, this decision was made, I guess, while you were at the helm, to be Floorscapes. I'm sure you had many options out there. Why did you pick Mohawk?
The most attractive part of becoming a partner with Mohawk and the Floorscapes membership is that they really are our advocates. The difference Mohawk really makes in our business is that they are at the forefront of everything they do. They bring us ideas, you know, help us to drive traffic. They give us the platforms to have wonderful sales. Our showrooms, I honestly believe this, in 2006, had we not converted one of our showrooms to a Floorscapes showroom, we would have gone out of business. Because they taught us how to connect with the retail consumer who's a female in a certain age range. And they gave us the tools to do that. And I think without having that, I mean, we were primarily builder business before that. That helped to go from 30% retail to 70% retail. Had we not had the retail because of the Floorscapes showroom and the marketing and the tools they give us, Mohawk University is awesome. I don't know what would have happened in this recession.
Lawrence, I appreciate you spending time with us. Good luck in 2013. Again, I've been talking to Lauren Voigt, who's with Great Western Flooring in Naperville, Illinois, and you've been listening to Kempar in FloorDaily.net.